As 2021 comes to a close, the staff at NPR Music has been making a lot of lists. Best R&B albums, top 10 classical albums, the best electronic music of 2021, the best albums of any genre, a list that was topped by the singer Jasmine Sullivan this year.
So don't forget to come and pick up your
This week, we've been trying to highlight the songs that slipped through the cracks. So today, we have the sleeper hits, the hidden gems, the songs that didn't quite get the love they deserved this year. I'll turn it over to some of our friends at NPR Music to celebrate the music we missed in 2021.
This is Josh Rogerson, audio engineer for Tiny Desk. The one song I had wished had been on the year-end list was Blue Da Tiger's Vintage, because I am a sucker for a catchy bass line. I saw Blue open up for Jungle at the Anthem. It was one of the few shows I'd seen in 2021, and she just blew me away.
My name is Kat Spazzato, and I'm the intern for NPR Music's Alt Latino podcast. One of my absolute favorite songs of the year had to be The King by Sarah Kinsley. I found it after the intro of the song went viral on TikTok, and for great reason. The song opens up on this beautiful, solitary piano line that surges and swells into this almost symphonic instrumental track. I love this song because sonically, it feels like something that would have done numbers if the website Tumblr was still big. And Sarah Kinsley's sweet soprano wails on this track are truly enchanting. Most importantly, though, her lyrics are a hopeful and beautiful reflection on youth and the empowerment of living in the moment. After the mental toll of the pandemic, it was an absolute delight to hear a track that is this fearlessly excited about living life.
Hi, I'm Rihanna Cruz, and I'm a production assistant at NPR Music. Now, my favorite album from 2021 that didn't make our final list may come as a shocker to most. However, I'm gonna need you to hear me out here. It's the new album from Limp Bizkit, entitled Still Sucks.
Check out your dad with the swag on the floor. Mama gon' brag when I walk in the door. Y'all ain't never seen a gorilla in the mist walk the line so fine with a blindfold.
Now I know what you're thinking. I really do love it, though, because even though I wasn't fully of age during the reign of Fred Durst and Company, I was born in 1999, I do think I'm a part of the Gen Z clan dedicated to the newfound appreciation and revival of off-maligned genres like nu metal. The difference between ironic appreciation and real-life love, however, is the music being good and the music being fun, and this does it for me.
I can get with that.
Still Sucks is a record that you don't have to think too hard for, and that's a good thing. Durst is charmingly self-aware, Wes Borland kills it with the riffs, and that pays off. If you ever sat down and thought, maybe Limp Bizkit isn't that bad, this record is the one for you, and you will not be disappointed.
I'm Ann Powers, critic and correspondent for NPR Music. My favorite album from 2021 that didn't make our lists is You, Yeah, You, by the Sacramento-based singer-songwriter Trey Burt. I love this album for its slyness. The music is jaunty, but the lyrics are thorny, deeply self-aware, and sometimes dark.
There ain't no one that can easily say of how it all started anyway.
Trey's voice sounds shaggy and shambolic, but he's thought out every note for maximum effect. This is folk music for a world on edge, and I've returned to it a lot during this roller coaster year. As Trey sings, the meaning of life is such a funny story, and this album really captures that. Here's Funny Story, Song for Ava, by Trey Bird, from You, Yeah, You.
I drift away and I'm leaving with that tree. I think I'm sick, like anyone, I'm just trying to live.
Hey there, this is Felix from Alt Latino. My favorite album from 2021 that did not make the NPR Music final list is called Sound Healing 111 by Draco Rosa. Draco Rosa is one of the most fascinating characters in any genre of music. He was in a Puerto Rican boy band with Ricky Martin. He wrote Living La Vida Loca for Ricky. He's made Latin pop records, rock albums. He's a two-time cancer survivor. His album, Sound Healing, is a mix of electronic ambient with delicate touches of world music, percussion, and lyrics that take a deep dive into self-healing.
Hey y'all, I'm Lars Gottrich, and I'm a producer and the Viking's Choice Wizard of NPR Music. And you know, as hard as I tried, there wasn't enough music that ripped on NPR's 100 Best Songs of the Year. So I'm here to correct that oversight. Moyen is a post-punk trio with deep ties to London's electronic music scene, and you can hear that precision infiltrate its debut album, Moot. The exclamation point in the album title is well earned. This is a dagger play of riff wreckage with bass lines that groove as much as they open portals to other dimensions. Valentina Megaletti's drumming is the draw, especially on a track like Crappy Dreams Count. The claustrophobic riff repeats and mutates throughout, but the drums shiver and shake with the electricity of a drum machine that's grown limbs. So here it is, Crappy Dreams Count by Moyen.
I think it was around dusk. I was staring into the dark water, looking for reflections.
The staff of NPR Music talking about songs that didn't make it onto their end-of-year lists. You can hear more of their personal favorites on the All Songs Considered podcast.